Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Despite the contention from an apparently unreliable source last week that the New York Knicks were willing to match any offer for Jeremy Lin, quote, up to $1 billion, Jeremy Lin is no longer a Knick. He's a Houston Rocket, again. Joining me now to discuss whether Lin's sanity will bloom again in Texas soil is Howard Beck of the New York Times. Howard, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks.
You wrote this week that Rockets general manager Daryl Morey took the chance to rectify past mistakes by signing Lin to a 3-year, $25.1 million contract. How soon after releasing Lin last December did the general manager realize his error?
I don't think he probably thought too long about it for the next couple of months, or at least 6-7 weeks, until all of a sudden Jeremy Lin burst onto the scene. I mean, look, Jeremy Lin hadn't given anybody any reason to regret not drafting him, not signing him, or if you're the case of the Golden State Warriors or the Houston Rockets, of waiving him.
Obviously, the Knicks must have taken into consideration not only how good the team would be with and without Lin, but how many tickets they were likely to sell with and without him, and how much luxury tax they would owe if they matched the Rockets' offer. All these things considered, did the Knicks make the right choice?
Yeah, it's not really for me to say whether they made the right choice. I think they made a very difficult choice. I think they made it a highly unpopular choice. It's hard to justify it on basketball terms. In monetary terms, it's, you know, nobody can actually put a number on what Jeremy Lin was worth, whether it comes to sales and all that. The Knicks are sold out every night anyway, so it's not going to be tickets. Could it be ad rates? Maybe. Merchandise, a lot of that stuff is shared league-wide in terms of the profits. But the fact is, he engendered so much good feeling, so much interest. And just in my own neighborhood in Brooklyn, friends and friends of friends, people who knew what I did for a living, people who had no interest in the NBA and who would also always preface everything with, you know, I don't usually watch the NBA, but my point being, you can't quantify what they're possibly losing by letting him go now.
Do you think the Rockets were thinking along those lines when they picked him up, or did they just need a great point guard?
I think this was a basketball decision first, but a basketball decision made with the full knowledge, clearly, that this guy can also do great things for your franchise in terms of its profile, both here and in China. You know, the Rockets have great experience and relations, long-standing relations with China anyway, because they're the ones who drafted Yao Ming. I don't think they cynically signed him just because of that by any stretch. Daryl Morey is one of the smartest guys in the league. And it's not just what Jeremy Lin did. What Daryl pointed out to me the other day when we spoke was, hey, look, if there's a risk there, it's an extremely, extremely good risk, because we know that this is a guy with a high work ethic and who's really intelligent. And that suggests that there's still more potential there to be tapped, because he is constantly working at it.
For his part, Jeremy Lin told Sports Illustrated, and I'm quoting now, honestly, I preferred New York. That's not likely to ingratiate him to the new fan base in Texas, is it?
It was an interesting moment of candor there. I was a little surprised to read it, not because I doubt it. I have no doubt that that was the case. But you always got to say, this is absolutely where I wanted to be all along. But he was in a weird spot. As a restricted free agent, for Jeremy to get his full market value, he had to get that offer and sign it, whether he intended to go there or not. So at the time he signed it last week, I'm sure he thought they were going to match. We all thought they were going to match. He was probably a bit stunned, and you know, he had reason to want to be in New York, but I think they'll get over that in Houston.
Howard Beck writes about basketball for the New York Times. Howard, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure. Anytime.